Well, one legacy of Harvey will be the citizen rescuers. More than 200 veterans from Texas organized and called themselves Grunt Rescue. Then there's the Cajun Navy. They honed their skills during Katrina. They brought their boats and their knowledge to Houston. And now the so-called Texas Navy, locals just putting in kayaks and fishing and pleasure boats. They include Andrew White, who's rescued more than 100 people. He's recorded his trips. Here's one with his friend David Magdol. They were out looking for survivors when they ran into another man doing the same thing on a road that looked like a river.
So we got a family back here.
Is that the Lamb family?
The
Andrew,
Lamb
I can't Lamb move, dude. Watch
right
your foot,
here.
Watch your foot.
Still there. They say they're staying?
Yes.
They say they're staying. And as you can hear, it gets confusing. Well, Andrew White joins us now by Skype. Andrew, you are still doing this today. Talk about how your operation has grown.
Well, when you first start, you just jump in and you see what happens. And then as time goes on, you get better and better and your friends come around you. And so my neighbors have all come together and we've built a team. We've got people who watch Twitter, watch the maps, check where the water's coming. Because when you drop your boat, your trailer is sitting there and your car is sitting there. So you need someone to be in that car, making sure you can get away when the time comes. And you're bringing people out of the water. You've got to drop them off, and so you need other people to pick them up and then drive them further into the city. And so you end up with a team of about maybe four or five people all kind of working closely together.
Right, and you and David Magdol were in the boat looking primarily for people most in need. Who were some of the people that you helped?
So we only focused originally on young people, old people, and sick people, which meant that we were passing by a lot of people who wanted to get out.
Yeah.
That's not fun, but it's just something we felt like we had to do.
Well, and explain to people, because you came across a cerebral palsy sufferer who couldn't move.
Yeah, and that was a scary one, because when you take someone out of a house that's surrounded by water, you have to measure and make a gut check and say, is it safer to take them or safer to leave them? And in that case, it was a very close call in the sense of...
She couldn't swim.
Right. Yeah. Looking back on it, I'm very glad we did that, because that area, the water has risen another 5 or 6 feet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, cancer patients, do I understand? The elderly?
Sure. So we had a cancer patient who had had surgery right before the storm, and he, during the storm, was having a major reaction. I mean, he was sick. His eyes were yellow. He mm-hmm. could barely move. He had a feeding tube, and he needed to get to the hospital immediately. We boated from his house to within 2 blocks of the hospital, and it was wild, but we got him there.
Well, talk a little bit about the wild, because this isn't a little river trip. What's this been like to navigate these waters?
Well, my boat is a 16-foot boat with a 20-horsepower motor that's made to hold 2 people, and we're carrying between 4 and 6. Mm. That weighs the boat down. It changes the ability to move the boat below in the water, and then you have cross currents and fast currents and shallow spots and deep spots, and you are running over cars, and you really didn't want to hit a fire hydrant, because there's no give in that. It was a learning experience for sure.
Well, and yet you were in good company. You know, so many people out doing this. I'm sure you were all sharing stories. You know, look out for the garden hose. I mean, you can't capsize.
No, you can't. And we had a few times where we almost capsized, where we took on water from a downstream, almost getting washed out. And very thankful that that the Lord was with us and nothing bad happened. So.
Well, you know, and I'm thinking too, we didn't mention that you are Andrew White, son of... former Democratic Texas Governor Mark White, who your dad just passed August. He had to be propelling you to.
Yeah, and my mom told me that too.
Yeah.
My dad, public service was something that he brought into my life, and I got to watch him serve the public his whole life. And even after he was, you know, no longer governor, he never stopped being a public servant. I mean, never. And so it's just something that, you know, he's always told me that God comes first, then country, then family. And so this week it's been about the country.
Yeah. Andrew White, one of the Texas Navy, the citizens out rescuing people during Harvey. Andrew, thank you. And please stay safe.
I appreciate it. Thank you. And I want to encourage everybody out there, stay safe, be strong. We're going to get through this.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew.
All right. Thanks.